And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It is 8:07. Now, you're probably used to hearing a female voice at this time on a Sunday morning, and welcome to everybody all around Australia. My name is Tom Elliott. If you listen to 3AW, you probably know me normally as the drive show host. Today, for reasons we don't need to go into, I'm hosting House of Wellness, and we look forward to taking your calls, 131873, all around Australia, 6PR, 2GB, 4BC, and right here in Melbourne, 3AW. But, of course, I'm not alone in this endeavour. Joining me live in the studio here in Melbourne is, he's a master herbalist, whatever that means. He's a pharmacist. He's Gerald Quigley. Gerald, good afternoon, or good morning, I should say.
Well, you were going well, Tom, until you've got the time zones mixed up. But look, and you've got the phone number right. Well done. Terrific to catch up with you again, because you and I go back on radio a long, long, long way.
A long way.
Before you turn grey.
Yes, we were talking how we were last on air together 10 years ago when I was doing the weekend show here in Melbourne, and you were a herbalist and pharmacist. Now you're a master herbalist,
which means I'm older.
You've been promoted. And you and I are not alone either, because joining us also this morning, he's a chef, he's an author, he's an expert in vitality, Luke Hines. Good morning.
Tom, I need to carry you around in my pocket for an intro like that. Now, Tom, I've got to tell you, the pressure's on, because GQ and I have been chatting throughout the week. And I got to say, I think GQ might be your biggest fan, Tom. Putting it out there. So you might be a master herbalist, but I'm very much looking forward to doing the show with you today, mate.
All right, fabulous. Anytime you'd like to give us a ring, 131873, there will be plenty of time for your calls. On the agenda this morning, we're going to have a look at, well, the tough time children have had during lockdowns. They're struggling to do basic things like make friends, I guess, to look people in the eye when they talk to them, which I know, Gerald, is a thing you and I have seen in a lot of kids. They don't know how to greet adults these days. They don't know how to greet each other. Is it COVID? Is it mobile phones? We'll explore that. And also, later on in the hour, we're going to speak to Dr. Nick Coatsworth. Now, I think he was part of the government's medical advisory board. He's been let off the leash a bit now, but we want to have a look at long COVID. So most people get it, they get over it, they move on, but there's a substantial proportion of people, Gerald, who get COVID, yes, who take a long time to recover and then suffer from it down the track.
And we're still learning, Tom, a lot about what viral infections bring, and sadly, over time, we're learning that many viral infections increase your risk of other neurological issues. There's been a link between shingles and multiple sclerosis, for instance, particularly in young women. Now, what we don't know is what ramifications down the track this will have. So it's good that we're talking about this, because we need to be aware of it, and we need to be ready if things don't go correctly.
Indeed we do. 131873 is the number to call, and Pat joins us. Pat, good afternoon.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Good morning, I should say.
Oh, good morning to you too. I just want to ask, can you give me any help? I'm just developed sciatica.
Oh dear.
Very painful.
This is the pressure on your sciatic nerve, Pat. So there's a couple of things you need to do. You need to go just and check that your hips are okay and your back's okay.
I've had my hips x-rayed and they're good.
Good. And you're getting pain down the back of your leg, Pat?
Yes, okay. And right down to my ankle.
All right.
And all around my hip.
Now, the first thing you need to do, Pat, is write down the word lipoic acid, L-I-P-O-I-C.
L-I-P-O-I-C.
P for Peter, L-I-P-O-I-C. There's a 400 milligram capsule, Pat, that you take twice a day. And yep. I think Tom was waiting for the first mention of turmeric. And here it is, Tom, because it's a massive anti-inflammatory for issues like you are confronting, Pat. So get some high-strength turmeric from your pharmacy and take that after food as well. And that combination will reduce the inflammation.
Thank you for the call, Pat. So there you go, lipoic acid and turmeric. Luke Hines, are you a fan of turmeric?
Yeah, look, I'm a massive fan of turmeric. Now, if you don't use it in a supplement form, you can actually use turmeric in a beautiful chicken curry. You can get turmeric into, you know, it's very modern, very 2022, Tom, a turmeric latte even. Have you ever had a turmeric latte?
This is a double espresso man here.
Can't say I have.
I can't, looking at you, mate, I can't say you've had a tumour glaze.
All right. 131873 is the number to call. In a moment, we will speak to Professor Harriet Hiscock on the problems a lot of kids are having socialising, doing things that used to be regarded as normal, like making friendships with other children and greeting adults by looking them in the eye. We look forward to your calls as well. 131873. Right now, it's 12 past 8.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
All right, so what's clean, vegan and packed full of skin-loving ingredients? It's new Rimmel London Kind and free moisturising skin tint. It's free from nasties, formulated with aloe vera and antioxidant complex of vitamin E and B5, delivering you 24-hour hydration. The lightweight formula evens your skin tone and blurs imperfections and is suitable for sensitive skin. It's clean beauty that works, no compromises. Rimmel London Kind and free moisturising skin tint is just $9.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It is 16 past 8. My name's Tom Elliott. Normally I'm the drive show presenter here on 3AW, but today hosting House of Wellness with me in the studio, Gerald Quigley. He's a master herbalist, he's a pharmacist, and of course, chef, author, vitality expert Luke Hines. And we're taking your calls. 131873. Eddie joins us. Eddie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. Geez, I haven't heard you up this early.
Oh no, I've already said good afternoon three times, Eddie, and I have to put $2 in a box every time that happens.
Some people, Eddie, have a swear jar. I have a time jar.
GQ and I have a wager going on.
Now, Eddie, what can we do for you?
How can we help you?
Well, I just like to mention, you mentioned long-term effects.
Yes.
Well, I had pneumonia 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I go for medicals for work, they can still hear it in the bottom of my right lung.
Yes.
And this is why I try to tell people, just be very careful. I have a very different policy about keeping away from people while the COVID's been on, because the long-term effects, and it affects me today.
Yeah.
So I just can't explain hard enough to people that long-term effects.
Eddie,
simple pneumonia.
Pneumonia at any age damages part of your lung and it doesn't ever really repair. So you need to be careful about your lung health and your lung strength. You'll find that if you get a sinus infection, you'll get a cough and that will show up as well. So you just need to just look after yourself, be sensible, and you're in the perfect place to be sensible, down in Cowes where there's lots of fresh air.
Cowes is magnificent. I tell you what, Phillip Island is one of those fabulous parts, not just of Victoria, but of all around Australia. Now, we do want to talk about kids. Kids have had a really rotten time the past couple of years. Haven't been going to school, haven't been playing sport, haven't been socialising apart from maybe through an iPad. Our next guest is Group Leader for Health Services at the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, Professor Harriet Hiscock. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how hard have kids had it the past 2 years?
Oh, look, it's been a mixed bag, I would say. Some kids have had it really hard. As we know, they've been, you know, locked out of school and interacting with their mates, and that's certainly led some children to have more symptoms of anxiety, and they found it quite hard to get back to school. But there were a small group of kids who actually might have already been struggling at school socially or with learning issues, and they quite liked the time at home, although it may not have helped them ultimately.
There you go. Look, one thing that always worries me, Harriet, is whether these things are diagnosed. I was reading a report the other day, and amongst the Sydney Children's Hospital and others, where it said anxiety disorders in children are common and disabling, but yet often under-recognised and poorly treated. How do we get around that?
Look, it's complicated, isn't it? I think over the last, 10 years, or particularly the last 5 years, we're getting much better at talking about mental health full stop across all age groups, and particularly for teenagers, and now that's filtering down into recognising kids do struggle with anxiety, and I'm not talking about something that goes on for, a few days or a couple of weeks, because that's just normal life, but the kids where it goes on for months on end and stops them doing the things that they enjoy. So I think it's having these conversations, letting parents know what the telltale signs might be of anxiety, letting teachers know, letting kids know, and then they can go and say, hang on, this has been going on for a long time. I can't get to school. I don't want to go to that party. I don't want to go to that turnout for sport. maybe this is anxiety and it's stopping me doing the things I want to do.
Harriet, I'm so glad we're having this conversation. I'm 38 now, but I suffered anxiety very early on, and I saw a psychologist from the age of 8, actually. And I've always tried to be very vocal about talking about our mental health. One thing that affected me when I was growing up was that lack of, I guess, that regular community, whether it was maybe sport or drama. And the last 2 years, kids haven't been going to school, so they've not been playing that sport. They've not been doing those activities together. What impact has that had?
Oh, look, spot on. I think for a lot of children, that was one of the hardest things during lockdown, that they really felt disconnected. And they, you know, if they had a happy, functioning family, they were probably okay. But not all families are happy and functioning, and school can be a great escape, and these groups can be really important. So they missed out on that. And that's where we saw a lot of kids saying they felt lonely and quite disconnected.
Now, Professor, I do know that, you know, there's a lot of well-meaning people from the government who say, you know, seek psychiatric or psychological services for children who might be struggling. I have a friend who's a psychologist, and she says they're run off their feet. They're telling people to wait, you know, 4 to 6 months before kids can come in and see them. I mean, why is that part of the health service so much under strain?
Oh, look, this happened pre-COVID. So we ran a secret shopper study pre-COVID in 2019, and we rang up over 300 psychology practices and paediatricians and psychiatrists. And even then, there were long wait times, big out-of-pocket costs once you move into that sort of private part of our healthcare system. And a third of the psychologists, et cetera, closed their books. So it's been a problem pre-COVID. It's got worse with COVID, particularly for kids under 12 years of age. We just don't have the services. But I've been running models with my child psychiatry colleagues where we run this sort of tele-mentoring sessions in the evening in the northwest of Melbourne for local psychologists and paediatricians and nurses and GPs. And they've just flocked to it because they're saying, we know there's really long waiting lists, so what can we do in the meantime to try and hold these kids and help these families while they might be waiting that 4 to 6 months or more to see a psychologist? So I think we've got to get clever about how we support our existing workforce at the moment.
Harry, there are various questionnaires when these assessments are being done, like the revised Child Anxiety and Depression Scale. And in there, they say that cognitive behavioural therapy is the first line treatment. How useful is that, and can we train parents to do that?
Great question. Cognitive behavioural therapy, or CBT, is absolutely the first-line treatment for anxiety in kids, and it's been shown to be really successful, whether that's in-person or one-on-one or group-based or online versions of these treatments are available, with actually some very good Australian designed and tested programs. We do train as part of doing that. We do train parents in CBT, and because obviously if you go and see a psychologist, you might be seeing them for 1 hour a week or 1 hour a fortnight, and that's not enough. So it's taking those techniques home. And the Raising Children's Network website, which is a federal government-funded parenting website, does have the basics of CBT on there for things like anxiety. So that's a place parents can go and read and watch the videos and look at the sort of tips and tricks they might be able to use with their child.
All right. Thank you, Professor. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Professor Harriet Hiscock there from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. All right, over to you in a moment all around Australia. Give us a call, 131 873 at 24 past 8.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
All right, it is 27 past 8. My name is Tom Elliott. If you're listening outside Melbourne, you probably don't know me, but normally I'm hosting the Drive program here at 3AW. But for my sins, we are hosting the House of Wellness this morning. With me, Gerald Quigley, master herbalist and pharmacist, and Luke Hines, chef, author and vitality expert. And we are taking your calls, 131 873, all around Australia. And Peter joins us from down in Gippsland, Hayfield to be precise. Peter, good morning.
Hi, Peter.
Morning, Tom. Hello, Gerald. How are you?
We're well, thanks. How can we help you?
Gerald, I've just been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And I'm really struggling with it. They've given me some medication to take.
Yes.
And I've read the side effects of it, and I haven't started my script as yet.
Okay. Now, a couple of things, Peter. The part of the challenge of Parkinson's is finding a medication that's right for you at the right dose to minimise any of the tremor. So even though you've read that adverse effect list, wonderful, because you've become empowered, but don't let it dominate you. Start the medications. If you feel that they're not suiting you, make a few notes and discuss those with your neurologist or your GP, one or the other. But consider as well some fish oil, because it's an anti-inflammatory thing that you can take along with your medication. And the other thing is, it's important that you look after nerve transmission and energy. And to offset that, and we talk about, in fact, I'll be talking about it soon, but ubiquinol is the ready-to-use form of CoQ10, and that helps energy production because your medications will often make you a little bit drowsy. Heinze, anti-inflammatory foods. What can we give Peter that he could focus from a food perspective?
Peter, we want to be talking about those healthy fats. Now, GQ said fish oil. Another great way to get that into your life is celebrating healthy forms of fatty fish like salmon and ocean trout, but also things like nuts and seeds, macadamias. Avocados are fantastic too, and good heart-healthy oils such as extra virgin olive oil. Now, GQ, I love that you said don't get overwhelmed. I know it's a really difficult situation to be in with this type of diagnosis, but if you let that mental side take over, you'll lack motivation. And when you lack motivation, you stop eating healthy food. But at this point, right now more than ever, you need to be eating nutrient-dense food each and every day to give you that energy, just as GQ was talking about with that coenzyme Q10.
All right, thank you very much, Luke. So when we say healthy fish, Gerald, we're not talking about fish and chips. We're talking about, you know, grilled salmon and that sort of thing.
Real fish, Tom.
Real fish. Jeanette joins us from up on the mighty Murray River, Aubrey. Jeanette, good morning.
Hello, Tom. I'd like to ask you, when I get out of bed, put my feet down on the floor, I have like a piece of steel in my heel.
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
Well, actually, I have that problem, or I've had that problem too.
Yes.
Could it be plantar fasciitis?
It could be plantar fasciitis, or it could be a heel spur, since Jeanette is feeling what almost is like a pin or a bit of steel in.
Right.
Now, a couple of things, Jeanette. You need to have a podiatrist look at your feet, because this is about foot structure. There are a couple of minerals that you can use. One's called silica, the other's called calcium fluoride. You can get that combination from your pharmacy, but that should not preclude you from getting a foot assessment done, because these things come back and annoy the tripe out of you and can develop into plantar fasciitis.
Well, and Jeanette, can I say from my own perspective, I did, after some months of pain, end up seeing a podiatrist.
Oh, really?
I know you normally act on impulse.
Oh.
You know, normally I just look at things on the internet and work it out for myself. But Jeanette, what I ended up doing was getting some insoles into my shoe that were sort of crafted for my foot. And look, it didn't make a difference straight away. And there's all sorts of stretches and things you can do if it's plantar fasciitis. So get that checked out. But I'm pleased to report that, you know, several months later, it's basically cleared up.
Yes, but I think, with all due respect, it's a heel spur, doctor.
You think it's a heel spur?
I do.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, you too.
But just in case. Thank you, Jeanette. Wonderful to hear from you up in Albury, possibly listening to us via 2AY, magnificent station up there. And Bruce joins us. Bruce, good morning.
Hi, Bruce.
Yep. Good morning, Jared. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I'm suffering from cold sores, and when I go out in the sun, I put block out on my chin, face, and it doesn't seem to help. I still come out with cold sores. I use a Virax, but don't have any. But
have you had them all your life, Bruce, or is it just a recent thing?
It's more recent.
Is it? A couple of things. We're talking here about immune function and your ability to cope with an invading virus that lives on your skin. The nutrient of choice, Bruce, is called lysine, L-Y-S-I-N-E. You can buy that in supplement form, and in your case, you should take it every day. So you get, a 400 or 500 milligram capsule, have it twice a day. If you feel the tingle coming on, increase it to 2-3 times a day until it settles. Keep the lip moisturizer going and the sunscreen. A couple of things to avoid, Tom. Peanuts, chocolate.
Ooh.
Now, I know that they're your favourite foods.
Well, chocolate-coated peanuts.
No, well, you can't have them, because what they do, Bruce, is they reduce your levels of an amino acid, which is the lysine, and it helps bring them on, and you've also got to keep your stress under control.
Yeah, I was going to say that, GQ. Stress is a huge one. I've got a number of friends who also have cold sores, and it is absolutely, when stress happens, we're seeing them come up.
All right. Thank you very much, Bruce. Good luck with that. Bruce from Breakfast Point. Keep the calls coming. 131-873. Marnie is looking forward to taking your calls. In a moment, we're going to speak to the very well-known Dr. Nick Coatsworth about long COVID, long-term side effects, long COVID. Right now, it is 27 to 9.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It is 23 to 9. We're going to speak to Dr. Nick Coatsworth about long COVID in a moment. By the way, my name is Tom Elliott. No, I'm not the regular host of this program, nor am I the regular fill-in host, but I am filling in for Jo Stanley today. She's enjoying a well-earned weekend away. With me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines. And we're joined by Rocco, all the way from Craigieburn. Rocco, good morning.
Morning, Rocco. How can we help?
Morning, Tom. I've had two deaths in my family within 30 days.
Oh, Rocco.
That's me.
And I'm really struggling with it. My stomach is just sick night and day. So I was listening to your program while I was driving, and I thought maybe I'll ask, is there something I can maybe take? Well, I can't even sleep properly.
We spoke to an expert before, Rocco, and she mentioned psychologists and things, and what you need to do is to talk. And look, there are a number of organisations that have very highly trained people who can listen and make some guiding suggestions for you, things like places like Lifeline, which is 13, 11, 14. They're not judgmental. They are incredibly competent people. And that's where you start, Rocco. You just need to help unload how you feel, unload where you feel you'd like to be, and they will help you find that pathway to get there. But we hear it in your voice, and it's tough. It really is. And let's hope it all settles down for you.
Yeah, Rocco, let us know how you go. But that Lifeline number again, 13 11 14. All right, well, here to tell us about something which, in a good way, we are talking about now. It's COVID, but it's long COVID. And we're talking about long COVID now because it's been with us for over 2 years. He's a well-known infectious diseases physician from Canberra Health Services, Dr. Nick Coatsworth. Good morning.
Good morning, gents, and thanks for having me on the program.
Well, long COVID, I mean, we've now got people who might have been diagnosed with COVID as early as this time in 2020. What are some of the long-term consequences we're starting to see?
Well, we know, taking a step back, as an infectious disease physician, I would probably see at least one patient a week who came in with a prolonged, what we call a prolonged post-viral syndrome. And it's characterised by, you get a virus, it's mild, it doesn't put you in hospital, but then you find you get these long symptoms afterwards that aren't really commensurate with the severity of your initial disease. You're sort of going, well, why am I feeling not myself 3 months down the track? And so the most common symptoms that we get in these post-viral syndromes, and long COVID has its own specific ones, but fatigue is a very prominent one. And long COVID seems also to have symptoms of a sensation of breathlessness and chest pain, and then there's a big long list of things after that, but they'd be close to the top three.
Wow. Nick, one of the issues that I find, and people who contact me, is that a lot of the chronic diseases they're having seem to be, for various reasons, almost being prolonged. Now, that could be stress. It could be, in fact, the infection itself. But I was reading the other day that the risk increase with the severity of the initial, while that's there, those who even avoided hospitalisation were at a higher risk for one of the 20 cardiovascular problems over the year after infection compared with those who were never infected with COVID-19. So are we expecting, and it's a crazy word, but are we expecting a tsunami of these long COVID-related conditions to confront us in the future?
Look, I think it's we need to be alert and look at the statistics and make sure that isn't happening. Personally, no, I don't think we will. I think that a lot of the studies, you know, there is a tendency, if you have a syndrome that's new, you've got a whole heap of people getting the condition, the COVID-19 infection, and then you ask people 3 months down the track, well, do you have any of these symptoms, you'll get a lot of people starting to report them, and you get a sort of over-reporting bias associated with it. So, you know, like I said at the start, post-viral syndromes are relatively common. I would see them on a weekly basis before the pandemic. but I don't want people to sort of leave with the impression that we've got a huge public health problem on our hands. We have an issue, and the issue is that we have to have access to care for those with chronic fatigue type syndromes. Now, specifically, you asked about cardiovascular syndromes. We do know that influenza and other viruses can potentiate cardiovascular disease, but I think it's a bit too early to be able to unpack just how much of a problem that's going to be with COVID.
Nick, like many Aussies, I caught COVID with that Omicron surge in January. I'm curious as to how protected are we from getting COVID again after we've already had it once?
Well, there's emerging evidence, and this is, again, the thing we've there's so much science coming into this every single day. My feeling is that, you know, if you get a particular virus, your body's immune system is stimulated for a matter of months afterwards, mm-hmm. not years. And that's why we tend to get seasonal colds, because, you know, we're not quite protected the following year. The memory of the immune system's decreased. So I think you're pretty good to be going to COVID parties for the next 3 months. But anything after that, and just make sure you. The other thing is, don't think that, you know, having Omicron is a reason not to get the booster, because of course the vaccine has a different type of spike protein in it that was made with relation to the earlier variants, and so you know you still need to get your booster.
Very quickly, Dr. Coatsworth, the flu jab in the upcoming flu season. I mean, we've sort of forgotten about the flu a bit during the 2 years of the COVID pandemic. Should we be worried about good old fashioned influenza?
So I think we should be more worried now. I think, and the reason for that is that we've had 2 years of, you know, we just said about circulating viruses and ongoing stimulation of the immune system. Well, there's one thing that we haven't been exposed to in the past 2 years, and that's influenza. And so our memory is waning for influenza, and we do need to get out there and get our booster, our influenza vax. And of course, that's available for all Australians over the age of 6 months of age and over.
Righto, another jab to look forward to. Dr. Nick Coatsworth there from Canberra Health Services. Keep the calls coming, 131 873. They are ahead. Also, Dr. Gerald Quigley, I shouldn't call him that. Gerald Quigley is going to bring us the A to Z of vitamins. This is the House of Wellness on a Sunday morning. Right now, it's 17 to 9.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Skin, it's our largest organ. Are you taking care of it? Cetaphil Skincare is dermatologically tested and defends against 5 signs of skin sensitivity with simple, gentle and effective solutions. So whether you're carving it up, sweating it out, getting to work, or your skin's just as dry as the outback, when it comes to protecting your sensitive skin, Cetaphil's got your back and your arms and your legs and your face. Cetaphil is available for a great price at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Indeed, and we'll be hearing about Ubiquinol more in just a moment. First, though, let's go to a couple of calls. 131-873 is our number this morning. Terry joins us from Narre Warren. Terry, go ahead.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, guys. That gentleman that had a loss in his life,
yes, Rocco,
just recently, and having trouble dealing with it.
Yeah.
Just for an example, the necropolis in Springvale, the Springvale Cemetery, they run an afternoon on a Tuesday where people get together. They have counsellors there, and you can actually talk about the loss and dealing with loss.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge or anything like that, but it's just another facility that you can go to.
Great.
Because sometimes psychologists and psychiatrists, sure, are hard to get into. Yeah. That's all.
Well, great suggestion, and I'm sure Rocco's listening in because he's in the car. So thank you for the suggestion, Terry. Very kind of you.
Yeah, the necropolis in Springvale. Thanks, Terry. Lynn, all the way from Bondi in Sydney. Lynn, good morning.
Hi, Lynn.
Oh, good morning. I just want to tell you that I take lithium and lamotrigine for obvious reasons.
Yes.
But I'm fine now. I feel it's fine. But it's put weight on, like an inch and a half around my waist. And I'm eating exactly the same things and good things and nuts and hemp seeds and goodness knows what.
And it's frustrating, Lynn. Well, look, the first thing is you've recognised the issue. You can engage a dietitian or a nutritionist, and Hines, you may have some suggestions as well. But the important thing is just Don't let it overcome you. It's a matter of energy in, energy out, in combination with your medications, Lynn. So it's a little more complicated than just wanting to lose weight, because we've got to be careful we involve those medications.
And yeah, Luke, you're of course a professional chef, amongst other things. What would you have to say to Lynn?
Yeah, we often get told it's just about that energy in, energy out, as Gerald mentioned, and often there's so many pieces of the puzzle that aren't addressed. Now, asking for help and working with a medical professional or a food or fitness professional can be that game changer, because rather than kind of focusing on counting each and everything that we're eating, which only adds stress to the situation, you're finding out what actually works for you and your body. I want to give you a word here. It's called bioindividuality. Now, the reason I want to talk about that word is that we hear low carb, keto, high carb, low fat, all of these different fad words out there. There is no one shoe fits all approach, okay? You have to understand that we are all unique and we have what's called bioindividuality, which means finding out what works for you won't necessarily work for others, but it will get results. And I have to say this, never give up. We have all been there in some point in our lives where we've not felt confident in our own skin and we've not looked the best that we could possibly look or felt the best that we could feel. But if you do give up, just think that, you know, you really could have made a change and you can do this.
Thanks, Luke. Bioindividuality. It sounds like that line from Life of Brian where he goes, you're all unique. You're all individuals. Then someone says, I'm not. Anyway, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Microgenics Ubiquinol Active, powered by Ubiquinol. Gerald Quigley.
I understand, Tom, that in your house with your beautiful wife, Elise, she uses Ubiquinol, and she tells me that it gives her plenty of energy.
She does.
It probably doesn't give her enough patience to have to cope with you most of the time. But we're talking here about energy production at cellular level. So any of our organs, from our tear-producing glands in our eyes to salivary glands to just general muscle functions for energy, heart especially, because it's the one where CoQ10 and Ubiquinol is focused. Ubiquinol is the ready-to-use form of coenzyme Q10, so it means it works more readily.
And do you have it in a liquid or a tablet form,
Capsule
Gerald?
Form. Capsule. If you have a look at the shelf at home, you'll find them sitting there.
There's so many of these things. There's the magnesium, there's the multivitamin, there's the Ubiquinol, there's the turmeric, which gets scattered around the place.
Yes.
Now, what is interesting, though, about Ubiquinol, and GQ and I love this, is that you actually can't get enough of it just from food sources alone. And I don't know, what's your stance on organ meats? Could I tempt you for a chicken liver nugget, mate?
Don't know about that, but my old man was a big fan of eating tripe. Does that count?
Well, it actually does, because coenzyme Q10, it's actually found highest in organ meat. So get that into you.
So what about you know, people used to eat lamb's fry, which is a nice way of saying sheep brains on toast.
What's wrong with sheep's brains?
Well, it's all right, but I mean, does that count as organ meat?
Lamb's fry is not sheep's brains.
Isn't it? What is it?
Well, lamb's fry is other bits. Sheep's brains are brains.
Really?
And you crumb them.
And do you get smarter by eating them?
They are delicious.
Well, I don't think that's proven yet, Tom, but you should give it a go.
Who knows? David joins us from Ambervale. David, good morning.
Hello, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. Quick question for Gerald.
Sure.
Gerald, I'm on a lot of medication. I've got a chronic spinal disease, Schumann's disease, riddled throughout my spine. I had a fusion 11 years ago, which has failed, so I've got a couple of loose screws in my back. Pain is next level, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a lot of oxycodone, 120 milligrams a day, on top of gabapentin.
How can we help you with this, David?
Mate, I'm taking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 supplements, and I'd just like to ask you if you think there's something missing or if you think I'm taking too much.
All right, David, what I'd like you to do is send me an email, because it takes a detailed answer. Go to the houseofwellness.com.au website. There's an Ask tab at the top that comes directly to me, nowhere else, and I'll answer it for you.
And David, off-air, Gerald has assured me he answers every single email here or so. So how about that? Right now it is 7 to 9.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
CoQ10 is produced in the body to support heart health. We've been talking about that, but it does decline as we age. Try Go Healthy's CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of CoQ10 to help support cardiovascular health, immune function, and, of course, your energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol, 100 milligrams, is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
All right, it is 2 to 9. Now, we have run out of time, and I want to apologise to everybody who's rung up on 131873. However, there is a solution, even though we can't take your calls right now. First, you can ring this time next week. Secondly, you could go to our website, houseofwellness.com.au. You can leave an email there. And Gerald Quigley, our resident herbalist and pharmacist, promises to respond to all of them, Gerald.
Yes, that happens, Tom. There's an ask tab at the top. Comes straight to me. So after some activity this afternoon, it will be attended to across today and tomorrow.
Now, what are you up to today?
I might go and hit a little ball around.
Golf!
Yes, they say that we should be just kept apart at the moment. It's the perfect way to do it because, you know, we go off in different directions.
And Luke Hines, what about you?
Meal prep Sunday, Tom. I can't wait. Get in the kitchen, cook up a big batch of recipes. And if you're looking for recipes, there's an eat tab on the website as well. So check them out.
There you go. What about you, Tom? Stuff. What are you doing?
Well, I'm being Mr. Mum or Dr. Dad or whatever you call it. Because my wife is away on a girls' weekend.
Oh, poor Ava.
We might be going to the movies today, perhaps with Ava and a friend or, I don't know, maybe a play in the park, something like that. Hey, look, it's been great fun, Gerald. Wonderful to talk with
Thanks,
you on
Tom.
Air again.
Terrific.
And Luke Hines.
Great to see you. Hi.
Great to speak with you too.
A pleasure, boys. Thank you very much.
All right, it is almost 9 a.m. News of the Moments with Pat Mitchell. After the news, it'll be time for... Well, it'll be time for Darren James Sunday morning, only 1 hour away. Thanks for your company this morning. It's been fabulous. 131 873. Don't forget the number. Bye for now.